demon lover's child grows up. 1.
I did not think I would remember when I came back through.
The smell of you, of lemongrass, was burning, or your laugh spike in my eye.
I had not thought it worked like that.
But there it was.
Oh, those tiny toes, your huge voice cooed.
Oh, that precious hummingbird heart.
And later,
wrangling a milky tit out of a shapeless gown to hush my mouth.
And later still,
bending your neck to rock me like I was some fiddle that you'd sold to play.
Yes, then, by all the outraged angels, then,
I remembered everything.
Don't you?
I screamed.
Don't you know me?
Oh, cold you are.
Am I so easily forgotten?
What of the moss I crushed your spine into? Bluebells, autumn leaves.
What of the words I singed?
What of the words I stained into your skin?
Cold dark into your skin.
So I know I am not dreaming.
You had said, I recall.
You recall.
At the crossroads in your grass stained,
pockets sodden with persimmons,
witch-nosed crow voice,
ripe enough to peel.
Did I turn you away?
May all your stories shrivel on your tongue.
May all your books be blank.
More shushing than out comes the milk again.
Honestly, I almost can't complain.
2.
This really isn't easy.
Watch, you say.
The shoelace in your hands.
The chalk against the board, it's out five stars from dust.
The bird flies through.
Oh, I could draw you stars.
Such stars as shattered tesseracts.
The sun and moon contained in each.
And angels wandering in vertices.
Wavered as a wish.
And if I've tied a shadow to a phantom's feet.
Plated a monster soul into a skin.
I can tie the bloody shoes.
But can I tell you that I can?
Not easily.
Not when you watch me sidle along with those measuring my smile against some shadow in your heart.
Or when I page your diary.
You croon.
Go on, playing with books is how we learn to read.
The way he glares at me, the way he sinks his teeth in me, the way he tries to shove me down the stairs, it's very wild.
This argument gets nowhere, as both sides of it are mine.
But every time I try to fit our marginalia in...
It's true, you do recall, but every time I try to pencil it in, it isn't what I had in myself.
It's true.
The pen is snatched.
You do recall, hidden in a drawer just out of reach.
I know it isn't what I had.
Safe from me as ever, which is heart.
The pen is snatched and hidden in a drawer just out of reach.
We don't scribble.
Safe from me as ever, which is heart was safe from you.
3.
Son. We don't scribble in books.
You aren't like the other boys.
3. Sharp girl.
You aren't like the other boys.
The sharp-toothed girls all gasp, each breathless, ash-voiced, each her own soft shade of dishabille. The idiots. Could I have trusted them to best a maze? To guess a name, to lay a puzzle out in parts, a witch knot teased to strands, to win the game? Ah, but I've no need to. Time enough for that when this shell wearies me, and in between it's game enough to watch them squirm. Sketching hearts round my initials with those hungry little hands, so ignorant, so very glad to learn. And who better to lesson them? I've debauched priestesses, teased queens, caused empresses to soak their silks, and dallied with more witches than these pipsqueak brats have toes. And there you are, you bitch, never quite out of mind. I cannot touch them, but you leap back out of memory, all mouth and lap and arms devouring as rain. They aren't you, my best love and my nemesis, but they'll suffice. And who's to say they couldn't learn the game? They haven't heard this tale before. They wouldn't memorize the forms, the paths, the doors. And maybe I don't care. Maybe I just want their salt, their tongues, their breath. And I might pry your shade from their undancing bones, send it roving down pale winding sheets of road, each step an age, and on until I'm free. 4. My job's secure. The pay is good. Our house is well appointed with its square of grass, its rhododendrons, front porch, dishwasher. The wife and I play Scrabble. Thonic, quincunx, zygote. She doesn't stand a chance. On holidays, my mother brings a jug of wine, a jar of jam like clotted blood, a cairn of apples from her tree, heaped baleful on our countertop. She scares the wife. A witch or something, I don't know. We make excuses and she goes her way, always with one glance behind. always at me, as if she crouched over a hoard of secrets which she dared me to essay. Saturdays, I mow the lawn. The rain sends up blind rings of mushrooms on the grass. Geometric, everywhere, then gone. Something they bring to mind, some tale or dream, a crossroads in a black branch tree, perhaps, a dark pavilion in amazing dance, a fierce-faced girl with eyes like gnashing teeth. A bloodletting, a road, no dance at all. Then it too fades, obliterate, the afterimage burned into the eye, it stings like sand. Above, the sky shades green and spits, then pisses rain. I head inside. She's waiting anyway. She calls it trying for a baby. She says she's hoping for a boy.